points. And he's out there along with Cole Caulfield and Juraj Slafkovský and Craig Simpson. It always feels and sounds different.
It sure does.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, just you can't compare, can you? Just an excitement all around this building.
And right away they get a puck on a sharp angle.
I think you'll see a combination between this Cirelli line and the Yanni Gourde line going up against the Suzuki line all series.
Shut down pairing of Eric Chernak out there along with Ryan McDonagh. Caden Gourley steps up and gets a hit.
You make a play along the boards. That's where the game is won and lost. You can see
he gets it ahead to point. Here's the top line for the Lightning. Rolled to the side of the net, and here's Kucherov. Nikita Kucherov swung that back on goal. Wearing the bird cage after getting hit in the face with a puck, he'll get it off on the right side for James. His shot hit traffic, picked up by Geeky. Back to James, the center pass, and Corey Perry with a backhand. They have lost 9 of their last 10 home games in the playoffs. Here's Brandon Hagelin. Hagel looked to drop it off, but nobody was at the point. Here's Chernak, and stopped by Dobel.
Stanley Cup playoff game, and this will tell you everything about the mindset. Look at how aggressively Dobish, he read that play, knew where the threat was, a little bit of over pursuit by 3 Montreal Canadiens, opens up that lane, but I love the...
What a chance for Eric Chernak, who opened the scoring in game 1 of the Stanley Cup final against Montreal. There's Slafkovský getting the first shot on goal.
Quite sure how it would play itself out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Yanni Gourde line gets a few assignments as well.
Great ball, touch pass, here Newhook in, and he sent that just wide. Back the other way goes point. Board battle, Canadians work it loose, Gourley across. Here's the shot, kicked away by Vasilevskiy in the bumper spot. Hudson and Demidov, and here is Hudson. Demidov down low, Slafkovský, a move, trying to get it to the net, knocked off his stick. And covered.
Yeah, Montreal was cautious there. They still had 4 forwards out on that play. Hadn't made the change yet, even though Dobish was kicking.
Here's Ryerson Dobish with a big stop. Centered again, and now Canadians will try and break out. Deneau up ahead. Josh Anderson on the move. Anderson! That one deflected off a sprawling J.J. Moser. Sent back to the line for Matheson. So both goaltenders, especially Dobish early, looking sharp. Centered in front again. Scores! There's the opening goal. And it's Josh Anderson.
You know, I can't tell you how important it is when your first power play doesn't get anything done. Position again. And coming into this series, Marty St. Louis said Anderson has got to be a player who can have an impact. You could see the reaction of Vasilevskiy. He's thinking pass across. He's cheating to that side, and what a read there, buddy.
But this power play has really struggled.
Well, they've got plenty of weapons. Kucherov, it goes through him. Darren Radish at the line. His shot knocked down in front. And now Kucherov works up high, takes a look to that shot block. The loose puck, Gensel, and Dobish with the save. So the second power play for the Lightning. On the draw, Jake Evans, but Tampa Bay has the puck, and that'll stick to Dobish with Gensel looking for a deflection in front for him. 22 goals for Radish. Back to Gensel, and now Kucherov side of the net. Gensel, Radish, right on, and Dobish. 48 remaining in the first half of the double minor being served by Alec Texier. Now it's Caulfield handing it off to the captain, Suzuki Yin, with Demidov trying to whip it Rick wide. It ricochets onto the stick of Slafkovský to Hudson, shooting. No stick for Evans, and unable to clear it. Here's Hagel again down low. Back to Kucherov. Radish, one time scores. A 92.8 mile an hour blast.
Great save by Dobish here on the loose puck. Now you realize, okay, no stick up top. They have not been able to get the cross seam pass at all on their power play. How do you take advantage of it? You know that Evans is in no man's land, and you finally get one through. Dobish didn't quite get to his post quick enough that time. Kucherov with a flat pass and the late reaction saying
Kucherov and Gensel assisting on the equalizer. Here's another chance. And that one missed the target. Comes around to McDonough after Chernak. Got a look. In behind the net for Gensel. He's tied up. Puck loose. A backhand. Scores! Brandon Hagel.
Not much happening. You get a goal that just explodes the building in anticipation of what's next. A couple of lost battles. You can see the frustration of Hudson. Can't control it under pressure here. Thinks he has it under control. Instead, Hagel all by himself. A late reaction of Dobish. And just like that, a building that
ricochets past Caulfield. Chernak got inside position, but good battle by Caulfield, and they get the puck back. Hudson, Demidov, and a blocker stopped by Vasilevsky. Puck taken away by Slavkovsky, reloads to Demidov. Robbie Hudson, Vasilevsky's best sequence of the game so far. It'll come across for Slavkovsky, scores, and the game is tied.
Quick passes, and Slavkovsky gets down on one knee and just beats Vasilevsky to the side. You can see trying to reach.
Puck so hard, he mentioned yesterday that they don't have a big stick budget, so he used stiffer sticks to make them last, and he ended up finding out he could shoot the puck harder with the stiff. Back in for Texier, looking for Demidov, trying to get to the net, and that's a good defensive play by Point. Hudson across, in for Texier, and Vasilevsky got a piece of that. One by Deneau, Struble across, Jacki shot, off a stick and wide of the net. Puck loose and a quick shot there, turned aside.
How about again the pressure, winning some puck battles down low, keeping it alive. Good quick pass, gets the one shot Vasilevsky, and then through traffic. Just a great job though of attacking the net. This line.
Suzuki got it back to Hudson. Now down low it goes, Slavkovsky, Demidov, Hudson again, Suzuki, here's Caulfield, in front, scores! Ear-eyes, Slavkovsky, back-to-back power play goals, and Montreal leads.
Watch Caulfield just get lost, gets back out to the top, Vasilevsky loses sight for him for a second, you get the pass down, and no hesitation. Vasilevsky's seen so many times Caulfield will go short side, so he goes down, and you can see as soon as his pads hit the ice, Caulfield, instead of shooting right here, just a little shuttle pass and Slavkovsky.
Radish across, Hagel, shot blocked, Gensel, right on, the rebound, over to Hagel, doesn't shoot it, Kucherov with it now, into the middle of the ice. Gensel scores! Hagel on the doorstep, and the game is tied again.
Make sure there's no second chance, but this is just great execution. Identify the two top guys, get them.
Caulfield is checked. Sit around and back down the ice at the horn. Sorelli and Suzuki, and he's been playing that on repeat tonight. Another faceoff win, and felt like Demidov was alone on the right side, but they went the other way, and now Suzuki in, gets it to Demidov. And Hudson down low. Caulfield snapped that shot from a sharp angle that's been effective all season long. So and comes Suzuki in. Midpoint Hudson. Down low, Slavkovsky scores! It's a hat trick! Overtime winner for Juraj Slavkovsky!
Walking this through, you get a hard entry there by Suzuki. No setup is made. One quick pass. Watch this catch and grab. Right up over the arm of Vasilevsky from a tough angle. What a beauty of a goal. Hat-trick goal wins this in overtime.
for the Montreal Canadiens.
A minute 22 in, three power play goals in the game for Slafkovský, the first Canadian hat trick since Rene Bourque in 2014.